WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books. Attend public events and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ. What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. It's award season, and that got us thinking about this question from Curious City listener Kelvin. What is the best movie shot in Chicago?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. And we're wearing sunglasses.
We heard from some of you on this. From Blues Brothers to Cooley High, y'all had a lot of opinions.
The Fugitive is my favorite Chicago movie because it feels like it was made by someone with a great understanding of the city.
I chose Love Jones because it's a love letter to the city. The movie starts out with showing scenes from the south side of Chicago. We see Dr. Wax.
It's high fidelity. The film features many iconic Chicago landmarks like Double Door, Rainbow Club, the Green Mill, and others.
Adventures in babysitting. This movie has some pretty iconic Chicago footage.
Nobody leave this place without singing the blues.
Curious City editor Susie Ahn digs into this week's question.
With hundreds of movies to choose from, this question might be impossible to answer. So let's start with an easy one. What makes Chicago a good filming location? Natasha Olguin is the deputy commissioner of the Chicago Film Office. She says the city is appealing to filmmakers because we have four seasons and a diverse environment.
You can film at three different types of homes within a block radius. So you can get a Victorian, a bungalow, a ranch style home. So between the diversity, we have alleyways, we have, you know, Lower Wacker, we have a river walk.
And a significant tax credit offered by the state is a pretty big draw, too. So we've got the case for why the next best movie should be filmed in Chicago, but back to the question, what is the best movie shot in the city? We could think of it in two ways, highest grossing movie and most Academy Awards won. I know, kind of clinical, but there are actual numbers. In terms of the most money earned, well, people aren't going to be happy about this one. But it's Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Decepticon punk.
According to boxofficemojo.com, it made more than $1 billion in ticket sales. Love it or hate it, Natasha says that was good for Chicago.
So for months, you had labor, you had hospitality, businesses, the vendors. So there was a constant churn of economic output coming back into the hands of Chicagoans.
And when it comes to the most awarded movie, well, there's some nuance there. The 1973 film The Sting, starring Robert Redford, won 7 Academy Awards. But this Chicago story was actually mostly shot in L.A., so I don't think it counts. Then there's Robert Redford's directorial debut, the 1980 movie Ordinary People. It won 4 Academy Awards, and it's a favorite of Chicago's holiness, Pope Leo XIV. So, extra points from God? But the purist among us might object because that was filmed in the suburbs. So, that leaves us with 2008's The Dark Knight.
Let's put a smile on that face.
It won 2 Academy Awards, including Best Supporting Actor, posthumously awarded to Heath Ledger.
Why so serious?
That is a global phenomenon. So if you have a film, you know, acclaimed worldwide, that is going to showcase your city more than anything.
Indeed, Chicago went method for The Dark Knight, playing the role of Gotham. Which brings us to another factor. How integral was the city to a movie. For that, I spoke with Robert Daniels, associate editor of RogerEbert.com, and film critic Mariah E. Gates. They both love movies and Chicago, so it was hard to name just one.
I have so many. This list has 35. They're not all romantic comedies.
One of Mariah's favorites is the 1995 movie While You Were Sleeping.
Favorite baseball team?
Chicago.
Cubs or White Sox?
Why are you asking her all these questions?
It shows the suburbs. It shows the giant, like, fancy buildings that Peter Gallagher's character lives in. They're by the WBEZ offices, actually. It shows a CTA station that doesn't exist anymore, Randolph and Wabash. So it has a sense of history. It's almost an archival piece.
She says this rom-com uses the city to deftly show the life of a single Midwestern woman and the antics that play out in this tangled love story.
First time I've run for office, I'm already ahead of you by 12 points in the polls. The Mulligans have run the 18th Ward for 60 years. My grandfather, my father, these
days. For Robert, it's 2018's Widows. It's got machine politics, corruption, and aldermen. He says there's a very Chicago-y scene where a political candidate makes a short drive from a blighted neighborhood to a mansion in Hyde Park.
I don't think there's anything that more eloquently speaks about Chicago in terms of the politics, the economics, the social, and the cultural than that one scene in Widows.
There were so many more movies we talked about that it was impossible to name a definitive best. But Mariah left me with this parting thought about a movie called The Vow that wasn't very good, but captured the beauty of an iconic Chicago spot.
It features like this snowbound Southport, and then there's the music box, like beautiful pink neon. One of the reasons I wanted to come to Chicago was because I watched this Channing Tatum, Rachel McAdams, terrible romance that beautifully featured the Music Box Theater.
So the best movie shot in Chicago? It depends on who you ask. But what we can say for sure, even if the movie is bad, Chicago is always ready for her close-up.
Thanks to Susie Ahn for reporting this week's story. Susie is right. There are so many more movies to talk about. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Untouchables, Home Alone. We can't just leave you hanging. Next episode, we continue the conversation with Mariah E. Gates and Robert Daniels. Chicago is a great place to film, and sometimes she's her own character. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.